How has this receiver group looked to you so far?
Looking pretty good, fast, quick. Guys getting out of the cuts. It's looking good.
What are your impressions been of Dacre? How has he stood out? I know he wasn't there today, but.
The biggest thing about Decker is he came in and he's been a big leader, you know, to most of the guys in the room. He's been consistent. Like I said, everybody's looking good, so this is a good feeling in the room right now.
You showed that you can be consistent, you know, safety valve for Geno last year and stuff like that, but does it feel like you guys have enough weapons finally for the offense to sort of match the defense as far as time?
I think we do. You know, the guys that we had come in, you know, some of the guys over there, guys are stepping up. Jeff's looking good, Cumberland. Steve's looking good. He's running his routes real good. You know, as soon as we get Johnson on the field. So we got weapons everywhere, so we just got to utilize them.
Jeremy, we've seen what you can do in the slot. You played a little bit on the outside when guys have been hurt in the past 2 years. How comfortable are you on the outside versus playing inside?
It doesn't really matter to me, inside, outside. You know, my job is just to catch the ball and make plays. So I feel just as much comfortable outside as I am inside. So, like I said, it doesn't really matter.
When did you start to feel fully healthy after last year?
Probably around March. So, yeah, I just started feeling, you know, completely healthy.
How, it seems like the past 2 years, the receiver group has been hit pretty hard. Are you guys doing anything differently this year to kind of guard against soft tissue injuries or anything like that?
Nah, I mean, just as professional athletes, you know, it's just our job to take care of ourselves, you know, so I don't know what guys are doing, but we just need to keep it up.
Talk about the difference between Marty from year one to year two of this offense.
Same guy. You know, Marty's pretty much even keel, you know, which is, you know, what I like about him. You know, he puts a lot on my shoulders, which I love. You know, he wants me to, you know, kind of lead the guys, and that's just what I'm trying to do. So, man, the thing that I respect about Marty is, you know, he never puts too much on you, but, you know, what he does expect, he expects you to go full. And, I mean, he's the same dude that came in, so.
Have you seen growth in Geno? You know, it's only a few weeks of practice here. What do you see a difference?
A little bit. You know, he's stepping up, making plays, making big plays. You know, but Geno's going to get better each and every day. So, you know, every day I look at him, he's getting better doing something, whether it's on the field, off the field. You know, he's definitely stepping up, being a leader for us.
What's it like catching passes from Vic?
It's pretty cool, man. Trying not to be starstruck, but that was my guy growing up. You know what I'm saying? He was Atlanta, and I was a big fan. So just to catch passes from him, it's a special thing. So, you know, hopefully we can get into the season and just get going.
Any of the new guys in the secondary stand out to you when you're going up against them?
Nope.
You talk about the overall speed of this offense now with all the new weapons and you know, the new attitude about speed this year.
Like I said, man, we just got to utilize guys. You know, speed is definitely good, but, you know, using it the right way is even better. So we just got to utilize the guys in the right way. And that's up for Marty and them. I know they'll do the right job. So, you know, I just got to worry about what I can do.
Jeremy, can you make it one of your goals kind of to stay healthy and stay on the field? Or is that just something you can't control at all and you can't really worry about it?
I mean, I don't necessarily think it's something you can control. I mean, that's either you can, you know, I don't know. It's just like catching the ball. Either you're going to catch it or you're not. You know, either you're going to take the right cut or you're not. So, I mean, you just got to, you know, hope for the best. So that's all I can do is hope for the best.